us from time to time, and we're honored to have with us Ms. Maddie Williams from the McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning, Jerry, and thanks for allowing us to share the air with you today.
It's our pleasure. We appreciate you coming in and being with us, and we're going to talk about something very important that's coming up this weekend.
Yes, sir. We, the McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club Field of Fork event, is set for this weekend at 4 p.m. It's going to be a celebration of fun and community fellowship, delicious homemade food, and most importantly, an opportunity for the community to come out and honor our farmers.
Absolutely. It's going to be an exciting time. And, of course, now you always have an excellent program, and this year's special speaker.
Yes, we do. Our speaker, gosh, he is amazing. It's going to be Mr. Bob Plaster. He's the Assistant Agricultural Commissioner for the state of Alabama, and he is going to come and bring us some very new, updated technology on sustainable farming. I am so excited to hear about it because, you know, Jerry, really, we and not just in our community, but all throughout the United States, we really have an issue with food disparity, with people being able to eat, to, you know, and to grow things and to get the vegetables and things that they need. So Mr. Plaster is going to give us some information that I think is going to be very valuable to our farmers in trying to help with that.
And that's an excellent thing. And then, of course, it gives a lot of people, younger people may not really understand where their groceries come from. We grew up in a rural area raising our food, so
yes,
we understand,
yes,
the food chain, and but a lot of the younger people may not understand it. This would be an excellent time for them to come to learn.
Yes, to learn. And I want to commend our future Farmers of America within our school system here that are going to be a part of our program. They come out every year, they assist, and they do get valuable information that helps them understand how important it is to be a farmer, to go into farming. As you know, we have so many that want to do other things, but farming is important. It is very, very important. And I want to take that moment to say, when we celebrate farmers, we're talking about the vegetables and the grains, but we also talk about the cattle, we talk about poultry, we talk about fisheries, which are catfish farmers. We even talk about something new that the young people know about, worm farmers, that actually farm worms to build our compost that helps our farmers to grow the things they have in their field.
Absolutely. Well, all of it is, helps to sustain, mm-hmm, the agricultural industry. And without the ag industry and without farmers, folks, we don't eat.
We do not eat, Jerry.
That's
we
plain
don't
and
eat.
Simple.
Yes, as simple as it can get. I want to take this opportunity, though, to say, too, that this is our 7th annual Fields to Fork. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention our founding member, Miss Edna Jo Jennings, that passed this year. She was a farmer.
Yes, she
and
was.
Yes, she was.
And loved it.
Yes, and loved it. Our gardens out at the Hopewell Center really do display how much she loved gardening and farming. But she was the brainchild, if you want to, behind this event. She saw a picture, and she told me this personally, and she couldn't think of the name of the picture, but what it is it's called The Invitation by Danny Holbaum, and it's a long dining table with a beautiful place setting, and it's God's arms in the back inviting us to come to sit and break bread. And she says she thought about all of us sitting down and thanking each other and eating and enjoying those things that have been grown by our own hands.
Absolutely.
And I thought that was just so beautiful. And so here we are still doing it. And definitely she's going to be missed.
No doubt. That was going to be one of my questions. How are you going to push forward in her absence?
It's been kind of hard. But I will say this, that all of our sponsors, ones that have worked with her through the years to make this event the success that it's been, have worked with us.
Right.
because they're used to that little lady coming by and telling them, you know, or bringing them some goodies and saying, look, we're having our field of fork and we need your help. We are Cherokee Memorial in memoriam to her actually became one of our sponsors. And we plan to do something special at the event to commemorate her as a farmer, but also as a member. She is greatly, greatly missed.
No doubt about it, and very fitting that you do that. And I was expecting something of that nature, and mm-hmm. I'm sure most people were. Tell us more about the activities throughout the afternoon. What time do they start? What time do people need to start gathering? And sort of what the agenda is going to be.
Okay, we're going to start at 4:00, but you can definitely, we're encouraging everyone to get there early. The McCourts Fire Department is going to be providing parking assistance along with Floor Atrium Health Harbin. They're going to be out with the golf cart. So if you want to park away and you need to get up to the Hopewell Building, you will not have to walk. Also, we have vendors and exhibits that are going to be set up in our Hopewell Building, which is referred to as the chapel, that will have information for you to get things that you can come and look at and possibly purchase. In the main building, which is our Kerr Building, is where all of the other activity will happen. Mr. Plaster will be speaking there, and we will be dining there at the very long tables, breaking bread together. Throughout the event, door prizes are going to be given, and oh, do we have beautiful and great door prizes from our sponsors. I think the farmers are going to be pleasantly pleased. The menu? Oh, Jerry, we have chicken, we have pork tenderloin, field peas, green beans, fresh fruit. We have all kinds of fresh vegetables, and we have homemade cakes.
Wow.
Good homemade cornbread, and oh, wow, good homemade tea, and what? Lemonade. We plan to feed you good, let you have a good time, but most importantly, make sure that you are honored as a farmer and that you have a good time helping us honor those that provide for us.
The meal is going to be wonderful. The activities are going to be great and all, but what if people going to be hindered? They have something else on their agenda that they can't come. How about carryout plates? Can they come and partake of the food and make mm-hmm. the donation and take a plate home for supper?
Most certainly, Jerry. We are going to have to-go plates for this event. Of course, the suggested donation for the terrific meal is $12. If you want to call me ahead of time and let me know that you need a plate to go, then we will definitely add you to the list and make sure it's prepared for you to get there. But we certainly want you, if you can, to come out and stay and just be a part of this wonderful, wonderful event.
It's a great time of fellowship and also to get to visit with those that are in the fields every day.
Yes.
And because we mentioned the food, we haven't mentioned the fiber, you know, without our cotton farmers and manufacturing of the product that comes from the farms and all, you wouldn't have a lot of the clothes that you wear.
And this is certainly true. Again, something that our young people need to learn about. Some of us that are a little older, too, that we really don't understand what farming is. And that is just not the corn you see growing in the field. It is just so much more than that. I also want to say that our sponsors have been so instrumental in this. We could not have this event without them. And the local organizations that contribute as well, like our Sheriff's Department, the Honor Guard, our Chamber of Commerce, so many others. But we definitely want to pay homage to them and thank them for helping us to carry on this event.
Absolutely. But and of course, out in the McCord's Crossroads community, you have the wonderful facility there. It took a lot of labor and a lot of love that went into that. And of course, you've had so much help out there. But the McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club blazed the path, set the tempo, and kept it going. And all of you to be commended for all the hard work. How can people become associated with all that progress out there and the activity and the excitement that goes with it if they want to be in a growing atmosphere.
If you want to be a part of the McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club organization, you can certainly get in touch with any Homemakers member, including myself. But we also have a terrific website, and that website is all lowercase, themchc-hopewell.com. And when you go to that, it brings up this beautiful page, and you'll be able to see how to become a member, how to contact us, how to schedule to have an event at our Kerr building. It will also give you a background, a little history about the McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club and the wonderful things that we do to assist in our community.
It's fascinating from the humble beginnings to where you are now, and it didn't happen overnight. And it didn't happen by hoping that it would. People had to go to work and make it happen.
A lot of hard work by a few women that have turned to a lot of women that are still going and striving, again, to give all of our service to the community in any way possible. If you need us, we are there.
Well, I know it's got the name Hopewell or McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club, but it serves the entire county. It does a powerful job, not only in your community, but across the county as well.
Correct. We absolutely partner with other organizations like Extended Family and several others to help in the community, and we do go beyond just even Cherokee County. Again, wherever there is a need, we are an organization that they can contact for quilts or blankets that are handmade for people who have been burnt out, people that need warmth, people that need food. Again, we are homemakers. We can. So we have vegetable soups and jams and jellies, things that add comfort and sustain people through horrific situations.
Absolutely. And you're to be commended for all that. Again, it's a Field to Fork event sponsored by the McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club, and it's going to be this Saturday.
Yes, sir. Beginning at 4 p.m., but come out early so you can take advantage of all the wonderful sights and exhibits and things, and most of all, for the fellowship.
All right. A lot of people may not know where the McCord's Crossroads is located. Let's tell them. It's out on County Road 16, and of course, you can go up to Forney and take a left there, or you can take County Road 22 out to 16, and then 16 right on up to the McCord's Crossroads community. Am I right?
You are correct. And for those of you that like Waze and Google, it's 7290 County Road 16, Center, Alabama.
That sounds so simple when you say that, but I just tell them the directions. I'm old school. But you can Google it, and Maddie just gave you the information there. Maddie, anything else that we need to leave with our listeners before we cut away?
No, we want to thank you. And the radio station for all of your support. You have been just always so kind to us and allowing us to come and speak, as well as supporting us as sponsors with ads and making sure that information is spread throughout our community. We just, again, want everyone to come out and enjoy.
If you've never been to the McCord's Crossroads Field to Fork event, folks, you're missing a treat. I promise you, I've been there. I enjoy it. And the food is second to none. The entertainment's great. You'll love it, I promise you. Enjoy the Field to Fork. That's this Saturday beginning at 4 o'clock in the McCord's Crossroads community.